When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, Chick tries to do some sports, Josh boos Steely Dan, and Tom had a robe made for Chick. Right after this classic song.
Oh, how can I get you off of my mind when I can't get you off of my face? How can I get you out of my hair when I can't get you out of my place? I can't get over you while you're under me. Babe, I need a lot more space. So how can I get you off of my mind when I can't get you off of my face?
Oh, and then you remember this big one.
Oh, get your tongue out of my mouth, girl. I'm kissing you goodbye. I'll be heading south, girl, on anything that flies. Because I just found out, girl, about all your other guys. So get your tongue out of my mouth, girl, because I'm kissing you goodbye. There's a bunch of them there.
That's fabulous.
Bob and Tom Extra.
We have Chick McGee at the sports desk, as I mentioned, brought to you by John Deere. And...
The top 25 college football preseason polls out. Kids, are you ready? Alabama will start their quest for a second straight consecutive national championship with a rare feat, the Crimson Tide. They call Alabama the Crimson Tide.
Thank you.
Call me the Deacon
Blues.
It's just the second team to be ranked number one. I expected much more positive response from that.
I don't get it.
You like
it's
Steely
a, it's
Dan.
It's a slow Steely Dan quote song. From Steely Dan.
Oh, oh, one of their lesser hits.
Oh, Deacon Blues?
Beg your
what?
Pardon?
What?
What do you think of that?
You've never
great
heard
great song.
If it ain't on Can't Buy Me a Thrill, I ain't interested.
Oh.
Well, that's a good record.
That is a very fine record.
Yeah, no, I do need to open
it. Go ahead. Listen to Reelin' in the Years, and I'll tell you that was made, what, 50 years ago, right?
Not
close
quite,
to it.
Damn near, though.
I haven't heard Digging Blues. I'll check it out today.
Crimson Tide, great just song. The second team to be ranked number one in the preseason AP football poll for three straight seasons. Joining the Oklahoma Sooners of 85-87. Alabama received 42 out of 61 first place votes. Number
How'd
two.
You vote?
How'd I vote?
Yeah.
Ohio State?
Yep.
No, I didn't vote. You know that. They don't let me vote. They.
Oh, I definitely know this. Okay. This is it?
Yeah.
I don't know the names of songs. I just listen and enjoy.
This is the day of the expanding man.
Boo!
What the hell's wrong with you?
Are you kidding me? It's thoughtful. It's not about love.
You know, when they play that at dentist office, I ask them to turn up the drill.
Oh, God.
Wow. Well.
And I love Steely Dan, but that's a...
It's got great guitars, beautiful soft
wonderful lyrics.
Real lame, guys. Real lame.
All right, we're now going to play it louder.
That makes it better.
Such nice,
I got to say,
strumming chords.
It's too. Is that Donald Fagen? It's
singing. Yeah.
It's too Fagen influenced.
What do you mean? Much Fagen?
He might. It's like too Fagen-y. It's way too Fagen.
You're Walter Becker over Donald Fagen?
What?
Walter Becker.
Have you ever heard?
Walter Becker barely ever sings.
Donald Fagen.
Right.
I like when he's not a treat. Like, no, that's too, exactly. Like, Donald Fagen's solo stuff. Like,
you know,
True Companion.
He might be onto something.
No, he's not.
I think he is. Kamakiriad. I like it, but it's not for everybody.
Okay. Never mind. One of my favorite album covers of all time where he's got the deck of Luckies and the huge turntable.
The Nightfly. Lester the Nightfly.
Donald Fagen.
Great.
Rare misstep.
Oh, how can I be in a room surrounded by so many people
that
who
was
are
a
wrong
great album
all the time?
Cover.
Remember, we talked to Donald Fagen about that, and he was saying that when they did that, they were trying to recreate this sort of 50s overnight DJ guy, and various people were writing him letters going, McDonald. Those cigarettes weren't made.
Oh, jeez.
Detail, but it's still great.
No, but you play that one, then play Reeling in the Years.
Yeah, I mean, anything off that album.
That Steely Dan is a
different feel.
You're right.
The longer,
one feels cool. And
the older Steely Dan got, if you will, the more Fagan-y they got.
Yes, yeah.
That's true.
Oh, Christy shook her head. Not. She doesn't care for this.
No, I love this. I was dancing.
Is this Elliot Randall?
I know it's Skunk. Remember? No. Okay. No.
That's not Skunk.
One of the top 10.
I don't think.
My most embarrassing moments on the air.
Yes.
You and I had this conversation before we talked to Skunk Baxter, and you insisted it was Elliot Randall. And I said, I think it's Skunk. So I asked him while we were talking to him, is this you? And Skunk says, well, yeah, it's me. Who the hell else would it be? Or something like that. Almost came through the phone at me.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Denny Diaz? Is that who you're saying it is?
No, here it is. Ready? From Guitar World.
Yes.
It's time to shine a spotlight on Elliot Randall's, grinding, masterful guitar solo from Reeling in the Years.
I thought it was Elliot Randall, too, but Skunk says it was him. Right from his mouth. And Skunk, as I recall, has some connections with Secret Service agency.
Here we go.
So to speak.
Let's quote the great guitarist Jeff Baxter, who, by the way, now is a
security.
He's a weapons
consultant.
Analyst,
yeah.
Super genius guy. He goes, Jeff Baxter says, it wasn't necessary because we did it in one take, said Jeff Baxter, who played the harmony parts.
I'm just telling you what he told me, and I'll never forget it because I felt teeny tiny. And you laughed and laughed.
This is confusing. But so maybe they're obviously both playing on it. But I always thought that this says that the lead is Elliot. The point being, why are we?
But you have this, and then you have.
This is a different vibe.
Yeah,
what the hell's
totally.
Wrong with you? Do you eat the same thing for breakfast you eat for dinner?
Don't start this. You go to the same restaurant years upon years. Every single
day. You are not answering the correct question. I feel like I'm on Meet the Press.
No, I don't eat the same thing.
This is a different vibe.
It starts off okay. It's kind of...
Okay, wait. So I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. I got. Wait. Stop.
It's okay.
Let's just say, Josh, now that you've got this new house that you're about to move into,
yeah.
One of these ladies that you frequent, let's say it's time to introduce her to
this. One of these ladies that you frequent.
It's time to take her to the new pad.
All right.
You arrive and you flip on the light switch in the bedroom, which you've got hooked up to your stereo, whatever you have. And are you going to play, well, baby, it's time to, are you going to play this? Or
maybe.
Are you going to do a little bit of, hey, baby. Looking pretty good.
Don't do that, please.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Not doing any of them.
That's the panty dropper.
I don't think he's going to do either.
Yeah, I'll put on Rob Zombie's Living Dead Girl. That's a sexy
yeah.
song right
that's
there.
That's a panty dropper.
Is that before or after you untie her?
No, trust
that
me.
That is sexy, sexy.
Wow.
Well, actually, I'd probably put on Do It Again or Dirty Work before I put on even Reeling in the Years.
Okay, well, I'm just saying it's a different vibe. They're all good songs.
Yeah.
Why am I having this argument?
I love Steely Dan talk. It's fun. Mm-hmm.
Join us next week on Steely Dan talk.
one of my favorite concerts of all time.
Yeah, I mean, this is the best.
Is Walter Becker really dead? We'll have to talk about that next week. He's trying to
ruin the entire
celebrity
fun conversation.
Working at a 7-Eleven in Mobile, Alabama.
This is what I put on when the girl comes over.
Yeah.
It's called Do It Again.
Yeah, whatever she did, I wanted to do again.
Wouldn't you like to have, or maybe you do have, an Asian robe with a dragon on the back?
Oh, do you?
Oh.
Do you?
I do own one, but.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so jealous.
But yes. I do not. I've only worn it once in a
romantic situation.
It was in a silly video.
Oh.
Yeah. Because it is ridiculous.
Is it like a silk thing, so it's pretty light?
Yeah, I bought it in Singapore. It's kind of heavy, actually.
Okay. So what you want to do is
I see
the
you.
Classic. She's over. This woman is over for the first time, and you say, "Look, I'm just going to go change," and then you walk out. with this thing dangling from your groin area, and you go, have you seen my robe? That is just such a classic, letting her know that you dig what she's got for sale.
Oh, yeah.
And you Tom does mean for sale, by the way.
She's got for sale. I don't think it could be any plainer than that. I think you should dress like Alfred Molina in Boogie Nights when you invite the ladies over.
Well, I do have my Asian friend.
Yeah, baby.
Shoot off some firecrackers.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Nice silk robe.
Make a deal.
Now, do you still have the silk robe that I got you, Jake?
I don't remember you getting me a silk robe. You got me a Redskins robe that you'll never let me forget. I know that.
The Redskins robe, wasn't that made of silk?
No.
Probably a terry cloth.
By a nice terry cloth?
If by silk you mean terry cloth, yes. Then it was made of, silk.
I just sent someone out to have that done for you. Doesn't mean I had to actually see it.
I can't imagine that they would make NFL robes in silk.
How many years have I wanted with a dragon on the back?
I had that custom made for him.
Christmas.
That robe wasn't off the rack. I had that custom made. I had an embroidery place do it and everything. And what?
It's a patch. It's a Redskins patch that somebody put on the teat.
It is
okay.
It is
of a robe.
It you make it sound like there's intricate embroidery. A woman working her fingers to the bone.
Well, how do you think the patch was embroidered?
On a sewing.
On
it
a
probably
machine.
Took
him
75 seconds.
So if
here you go.
All of your clothing hand sewn. Is that it?
A lady smoking a cigarette. Here you go. There you go.
And that's when I told him I'm not working any more Saturdays.
There you go, Mr. Griswold. That'll be $900.
I'm packing things up. Huh? And as I'm packing things up, I will find that robe and I'll bring it in. You can wear it all morning.
Oh yeah!
This is your
dragon Asian robe. Yeah,
that you bought when you were in South Korea.
Yeah,
complete
with obi and yeah.
It's actually from Singapore.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, half the clothes you're wearing are probably from Singapore. It's not like it's a big deal anymore.
Well, I was in Singapore and I purchased it.
I thought you didn't want to talk about politics.
I love Singapore.
And the trade deficit and the tariffs.
I'm not talking about anything. I'm just saying the majority of clothing is made overseas these days.
What isn't made overseas?
Humor.
This show, baby. We're sitting right here in America, aren't we?
Right here
in the heartland.
Hang on. Don't look too deeply into my background. Okay?
This show is made of U.S. of A. humor, except for the last 35 minutes.
I could be here illegally.
Now, if we're going to talk Best Steely Dan albums.
Yeah.
Boy, that is their
reeling in the air, what is it?
Can't buy a thrill.
Can't buy a thrill is pretty
top
good.
Top to bottom good.
Yeah, yeah. Every single song.
I'm a Katie Lied guy.
What are the hits off that?
Katie Lied, which wasn't a hit.
That wasn't a hit. Don't let him play.
Green Earrings, I think, is on there. Haitian Divorce.
No, isn't that on the one with the dragon on the front?
Can we all agree that Peg is one of the funniest names for a song ever?
I love Peg, and you hated that song. I came in singing it the other morning.
Did you? Peg. Wait a minute. This might be a deal breaker.
It's someone's name. Is that okay with you?
This might be a deal breaker as far as our bromance goes. You don't like Peg.
Yeah, so you're singing about the lady in accounts receivable down the hall?
It's got a lot of Michael McDonald in it.
Peg's a great song.
Yeah, but the name, just calling it Peg.
I remember
short for Margaret. So it's Margaret out there.
That being my favorite reason why the internet was invented, I could finally look up what the hell they're saying. I see your pin shot.
I've seen your picture.
It says pin shot on.
On a lyric site that anyone can type in the lyrics?
You think they
fooled
me?
That's got to be picture.
And I still say that one song says I was Italian in your eyes. But
even after we asked. Even after you asked the artist, and they told
I'll
you
never
no.
believe it.
You said they were lying to you.
That's correct.
I got your pin shot in the second paragraph.
Well, what's a
in
pin
the first
shot?
Paragraph, it's, I've seen your picture. She's on the bowling team. That's
what
right.
What is a pin shot?
It's a pin shot idea.
I Googled it, and it says, did you mean picture? Are you talking about Peg?
Come over here. I've got the lyrics up here. There, you guys can see that from there, can't you?
Yeah. Okay. So the
bunch
first
of jackasses.
I got your picture.
Yeah. The only thing that came up is Bronson Pinchot.
Why don't you like the song Peg? It's the
I like it. I said, but I like the song. It's the funniest name.
No, it's not.
Peg. That's a funny name.
You know, it's a nickname for Margaret.
Or somebody with one leg.
There we go.
No, that'd be Eileen.
Call the police.
Oh, well, unless you're
an Asian, that'd be Irene. I think we all know that. So
there we go. Now we're can do a racist rant. Could we?
Peg, I wrote a song about the lady who checks me out at the grocery store.
So,
you know, Peg.
When that song was popular, you didn't like it just because of the name they chose.
I was like, what is this song? It's called Peg. Oh, what? Is this about somebody's great aunt?
Wow, just objecting to the name.
Are there any yes. other?
So if it were by a lady that were called Josh, you'd go, duh, what a stupid name.
Is there you one? Know the song Hush, Hush?
Yes.
Hush.
I always, whenever I hear it, I imagine. And if you do it, you're going to hear it. If you imagine, oh, Josh. Keep it down. That's what it sounds like. So
thinking of a different
Voices Carry.
You're thinking of Voices
Carry. Oh, Voices Carry. Sorry. So just next time you hear it, oh, Josh, keep it down. Wow. Now. And you'll hear that.
Have we isolated that part?
Let's listen.
Okay. Play it again.
All if you want to hear it, it's there.
It's instead of oh, is if it Hush?
You, if you yeah, put it in hush. Your if you put it in your brain, he's she's singing a oh Josh.
No. She's saying shush. She's not saying hush. She's saying oh shush. Play it again.
She's singing hush hush.
No, she's singing oh shush.
Oh Jesus!
Listen,
I don't think she's saying. She's saying shush.
No, that's a shush. No, that's a shah, not a ha. But it's still a hit, not a...
Oh, Josh.
No.
Keep it down now.
This might be your... Is this your motivational
hush,
music?
Hush, keep it down now.
I'm
voices
hearing
shush. Well, you're wrong.
Well, if you're talking...
There is a shah in that hit.
I just like to, I like to think that she and I...
Connected.
Are in like sort of a part where yes. a party atmosphere.
What's her name?
Like, I kind of take her to
what are they serving?
I kind of take her. Well, a lovely
ice cream,
canapes, and
those liver things wrapped in bacon with the sticks.
If you're talking yeah. hush, give me Deep Purple. That's all I'm saying.
Well, of course, yeah, but and
play it. I'm hearing shush. Play it again.
It's not shush.
It's not.
Play it.
Hush, hush. Amy Mann.
Oh, hush.
Wait a minute. Is that Amy Mann? That's not Amy Mann. Is that Amy Mann?
Yeah.
No, not until Tuesday. No.
Oh.
No, that's...
Well, could we move on?
Lorinda.
Well, whoever it is, she and I are at a party, and I sort of take her to a corner, and I start talking a
little... And, of course, Tom...
Romantically.
Had to bring
Josh,
up...
Josh. Oh, Josh.
No, it's... Hush.
Voices Carry. We need to be discreet about this.
Okay.
No,
so
it's the, it
you're
is
being
Amy
discreet
Mann.
About
I'm
what?
Not making this up.
I don't know who it is.
About my relationship with her.
Oh, I see. Yeah, keep it down.
Lascivious. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dirty.
But Tom had to bring up the fact that what food are they serving, John?
Well, of course. Well, why would I go to any party that wasn't an ice cream social or some sort of tasting?
Yes.
Maybe
there's
a food truck
courses.
Festival. Yeah, yeah.
Some sort of food truck.
Food truck Friday.
Exactly, yeah.
Food truck carnival.
Right, right.
Can you sing while eating mashed potatoes, Amy?
All right.
Thank you, Jason, for finding that and for editing it properly. And
could I hear it one more time? I want to hear that. So you're saying she's saying, oh, Josh?
That's what I hear. That's what I pretend to hear, yes.
I hear it. I hear
when
Josh.
You put it in your head, it's there.
I hear Josh.
And I put, oh, shush.
Of course you do. You're a dick.
That says more about you than me.
I know.
I'm hearing shush.
I'm incredibly observant. Is that what it says about me?
Now, listen.
Shut up!
Listen to this. Now, be quiet. Turn it off.
Shut up!
Now, I want you to listen carefully to this and see what lyrics you hear to this. Just listen very carefully.
No, not
okay.
again. No. There ain't no
road just like it. Listen carefully. In and where I found the running side with Josh Arnold getting into town. Wow.
Well,
I distinctly hear Josh. I think he says Josh in this verse. Just slipping on by with Josh. Wow.
Crying at trouble bound. Oh, listen to that piano.
Amy, did you hear that song about me? Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah. Another two.
Now can I have that Kreller?
Now can I have that Kreller?
Right, right. It's after church. We're enjoying some donuts in the...
Of course.
Yeah.
You don't need that top heavy.
The only reason you go out is if there's going
to
be.
Of course, donuts. Yeah. I don't even go to the service.
No.
I show up at church at 9:58.
Yeah. For the
get
coffee
down there.
And
yeah.
First yes. line for donuts.
You got this one diced in the white sugar. What is that?
Dusted in the white sugar.
Dusted in the white sugar. Those are the ones I like.
Powdered donuts? I mean,
thank you very much.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.